What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. I love that we're approaching the tail end of the month of May, and it is still hockey season here in South Florida. And not only is it hockey season still, tonight is hockey night again so quickly. We just did this 48 hours ago. It's incredible. 48 hours ago, I was in Toronto. I was at the Blue Jays game. I then walked from Rogers Center, where the Blue Jays play, back to my hotel. It took me all about 4 minutes to walk back. That was from the point I left my seat till I got into the room. The hotel is right there. And no, it wasn't even the one inside the stadium. That probably, well, it might have been about the same amount of time with the elevator. And then about an hour and a half later, I walked about 800 feet to the Scotiabank Arena in a sea of blue. There I was in my red 48 hours ago, walking into that arena and walking out with the Panthers being victorious and now going to the Eastern Conference Final yet again. And that series begins this evening. Now, because the Florida Panthers and Paul Maurice decided, most likely organizationally, to kind of take it easy towards the end of the regular season, have everybody healthy or healthier than they were, give some guys rest, have them ready come playoff time. Because of that, which worked out most definitely, regardless of the next result, that plan worked. Because of that plan, the Florida Panthers will be starting on the road again. Every series they have played, they've started on the road. And it will be the same, in case you're looking ahead to the Stanley Cup Final. If the Panthers advance to the Stanley Cup Final, they will. At least I think so. It will either start in Dallas or it'll start in Edmonton. It will not start in Sunrise, Florida. I don't think that's going to make a difference, though. The Panthers have shown everybody that it doesn't matter where they play, their game translates to any arena, any type of atmosphere, any crowd, any city, any time of the day. It just doesn't matter. That's how good this team is. So now we got four left. The Panthers and Carolina, the Hurricanes. You got the Dallas Stars, the Edmonton Oilers. They are meeting for the second consecutive season in the Western Conference Final. I don't talk Western Conference hockey here, but now that we're so close, if the Panthers beat the Hurricanes like they did 2 years ago, this is a rematch from just two seasons ago, they'll be facing either Dallas or Edmonton. And then we'll be breaking down some Western Conference hockey. It is a lot better than breaking down the offensive or defensive line for the Miami Dolphins. Because before the Panthers got good, that's kind of what we were doing. I know the Heat had their years. They had the Big Three era. They did go to the NBA Finals 2 years ago as well, but that was at the same time the Panthers went to the Stanley Cup Final. Prior to that, we didn't have a whole lot going on. It was just really the Heat. The Marlins were never good, and they're still not good. I mean, maybe they'll be good soon. Not soon as in 2 weeks from now, but maybe in a few years, possibly. That remains to be seen. They're exciting to watch at times. Like last night, that game was exciting if you were watching it. There wasn't really anything else to watch, at least that I cared much about. So I was watching the Marlins, and they were victorious. But right now, this is hockey town. This isn't baseball town. It's not football town right now. If the Dolphins ever did well, it would certainly be football town. It is not basketball town. It was basketball town for quite some time, but not anymore. Right now, it is hockey town. And the Florida Panthers and Bill Zito and Paul Maurice ownership of the Panthers, the players, the fans, everybody who has something to do with the Panthers organization, whether you work for them or you pay them money because you're going to games. That is what this is all about right now. And everybody involved in that organization in one way or another should be really happy and excited and just ready to watch this series, which begins this evening. The stakes, they're higher. The opponent, it's the Eastern Conference Finals, so it's supposed to be tougher, and maybe it will be tougher, but the Panthers just went to seven games against the Leafs. They had to win Game 7 in Toronto. So what could be tougher than that? If the Panthers went to Game 7 in Carolina, would you say that's tougher than Game 7 in Toronto? It's possible. But it just feels like the Panthers have gone through all of these tough scenarios already, if not this year, last year, or the year before. They've been through so much. They're battle tested. And I don't think there's anything that they will face moving forward where it's like, oh, geez, you know, I wonder how they're going to do, because they haven't been in this situation before. This opponent, the Carolina Hurricanes, I just feel like the first two series might be tougher than this one. I'm not saying I'm right. That's just the way I feel. I could be wrong. But look, even if, I mean, let's just see worst case scenario here. The Eastern Conference Final begins tonight. Let's say the Panthers lose tonight. And then on Thursday, game two, they lose. Okay, they're down 2-0 at Carolina. I'm not saying that's going to be the case. I don't think that'll be the case. But let's just say it is the case. Well, they just faced that against the Maple Leafs. And you saw what happened. So even if the Panthers went down 2-0, you're a Panthers fan. Are you like, oh boy, I don't know if we could do this. You don't want to be put in that position. You don't want to have to do that again, but it's not like they can't. They just did. And if they have to, I think they will. Because again, there's nothing that they haven't faced. Now, I'm sure I'll say many things this hour and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. But one thing I need to really, really stress is that I am so thankful that we have a professional hockey team here in South Florida. And not only do we have one, but right now they are really good. They're a championship organization. And they're not done yet. And I'm not saying done as in done this playoff round. I mean, they're not done yet as far as building and years to come playing the same exact way. And I'm so thankful for that, because if it wasn't for the Florida Panthers and the way they currently are and the way they're built, what would we be doing right now? The Marlins, I know they had a thrilling walk-off W yesterday, but they really haven't given us a whole lot. Could they be a little better than expected? Sure. I'm not going to go off on them, especially after last night, that nice win at home. The Miami Heat, they're a mess. I know we'll get into Heat talk at some point if Pat Riley makes a big move, but right now they're still not involved. And you take a look at what's going on in the NBA, the Heat are nowhere near where they need to be at the level of, let's just say, the Pacers or even the Knicks right now. So I'm very thankful for the Florida Panthers, and I'm thankful that I was there in Toronto to see them beat down the Maple Leafs 6-1. Not only do they continue their quest to get their second consecutive Stanley Cup after so many years of doing nothing at all, but for show purposes, for content and material, the Panthers, no matter what, are taking us into June. No matter what happens, this conversation will go into June, and that is awesome. An ice skating group in Sunrise, a great ice skating group in Sunrise, is giving us material until June. And you know what starts in June and then July? Like, you got mini camps for the Dolphins. You got training camp in July. We'll be there before you know it, because in June, we're still going to be talking hockey. And I hope all the way until the end of June. It makes the transition so much better. If we have downtime, I can deal with it. You guys can deal with it, because you know I'm going to give you information. I'm going to keep everything entertaining. There's always going to be something happening. It's South Florida. We always have something going on. But the best part, the thing that I like the most about doing what I do, is when we have action and we have games. That, to me, is the absolute best. We even had action early this morning. I mean, I didn't have any action on this, but the Miami Hurricanes baseball team, they played this morning. I think the game started at 9 a.m. And it wasn't even lunchtime yet earlier, and the Canes were already done in the ACC tournament. They lost to Cal. I wonder if people in Cal woke up at 6 a.m. or just before 6 a.m. to watch that game. 9 a.m. baseball. And that was in Raleigh. So the reporters from South Florida who went to Raleigh early this morning to go cover the Panthers, I think the Canes were already eliminated before the reporters arrived. See, aren't you so thankful the Panthers are still in it? I am, because otherwise we'd be breaking down a 9 a.m. baseball game. Actually, I wouldn't even do that. No matter what, I wouldn't do that. Okay, I have a lot to get to on this Tuesday afternoon, but I can't get to any of it until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
The series starts at 8 o'clock tonight, in just a little while, and sometimes I'll come on here and I don't give you my absolute final take, my final opinion. This is what's going to happen in a series. I don't try to be vague. I know being vague and being a talk show host isn't all that sexy, but if I don't feel a certain way or I'm not sure, I tell that to you. That's just the way I'm thinking right now. You know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. I say all of that because I truly believe the Florida Panthers are going to beat the Carolina Hurricanes. It doesn't matter to me, like I was saying a little while ago, that Carolina has home ice. If I had to pick a game the Panthers would win this series in, I would say game 6 at home. Could it be 7 in Carolina? Yes. Could it be 5 in Carolina? Yes. Could it be a sweep in Florida? Yes. All of that is possible. In the end, though, and I'm not being a homer, the Florida Panthers will win this series. They will have the Eastern Conference Final trophy right there in front of them, and they will not touch it. They learned that lesson 2 years ago. They touched it. They lost the Stanley Cup Final. They didn't touch it last year. They won the Stanley Cup. It's not a homer pick again. I'm not a homer. You guys know I'm not a homer. Trust me. I get messages all the time. There is no way I'm a homer. This is just something I truly believe. And I hope I'm right, because if they play well, it's great for all of us. Now, why do I think they're going to win this series? I'm not going to come on here and just say, yeah, they're going to win this series, I'm sure of it, and have a great day. Like, we're on to the next segment. No. I need to have a reason. It's like, you got to show a little bit of your work. Used to go to math class. There was a word problem, and you had to show your work. I mean, I kind of argued for that. Hey, if I give you the answer, I'm giving you the answer. Why do I have to show my work? I'm not obligated to show my work here, but I think it's better if I do. The work that I want to show is the Florida Panthers winning these first two series, first against the Lightning and then against the Maple Leafs, and they have not had a standout performance yet from one of their stars. We haven't seen Sam Reinhart go off. We haven't seen Matthew Tkachuk go off. We haven't seen Barkov go off. The Panthers have played really together as a team. All four of their lines have been contributing. They're finding new ways to win. Sure, Bob has had great games, but I'm talking about offensively. The Panthers' best players, they haven't gone off. And if you're Carolina, you're Rod Brind'Amour, you're preparing your team for this game and this series. You see what the Panthers have done. You saw what they did to you 2 years ago, sweeping you, you being the Carolina Hurricanes. And right now, none of their stars have gone off. Tkachuk, he's been quiet. You can go back 2 years ago and remember what Tkachuk did to Carolina. He was a monster. He had that classic overtime skate-off winner. He held the door open, like right after scoring, right to the door, opened it, and then all the players were skating right off into the dressing room. He was a menace in that series just two seasons ago. Now, Carolina, they're consistent. They've been good for a while. Tkachuk even said that. They have a system that they play, and it's pretty similar to the Panthers' system. They're very disciplined. In many ways, it'll feel like the Panthers are playing a version of themselves, which it can be dangerous, but the Panthers are just so much better than anyone else in the Eastern Conference, and quite possibly the entire league. Will Carolina have any advantage? You could say the Panthers had a really short turnaround. They just won in Toronto 2 days ago, game seven. Now they're already playing 48 hours later, game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina, they had more time off. Maybe that plays a factor, but it could also play a factor for Florida. Maybe having some time off, not facing a really tough opponent, not facing anyone, maybe that hurts more than it helps. You could say the Panthers, they'll come in there tonight and they'll have momentum because they're feeling really good about themselves. Maybe there will be some carryover from game seven to game one. It's a whole new series. It's a whole new opponent. It's a completely different crowd. There's familiarity there between the Panthers and the Hurricanes. The Panthers know what they're getting into. They've been in that building before. They know what they're facing. They've been successful before. And I truly believe they'll be successful again. Not only will they play together as a team, as they have been for the past two series, but I feel like one of their stars, whoever it may be, one of them, at least one of them, is going to go off. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was Tkachuk, based on what he did to them 2 years ago. Sure, health could be a factor. I'm sure there's players who have some type of injury where they're just playing through it. I mean, not horrible where they can't play, but still, they're playing through it. The Florida Panthers know who they're up against, and I don't think there's any fear. Not to say that they're going to take an opponent lightly. I just don't think they're fearful of much at all. And why should they be? That's how the opponent should feel. Okay, we're going up against the defending champs. We're going up against a team that was just in Toronto and won in game seven in their building. We're going up a team that's trying to get to their third consecutive Stanley Cup final. The fear is not the other way around. I know some fans, just going into any game or any series, you're like, I hope we can get this done. But think about the other side. Why is the other side better than the Panthers side? They're not. So Panthers fans, to me, should just relax. I'm not saying this is going to be an easy series. It could be. I'm not saying it is. But the experience on this roster, the experience behind the bench, and now there's even more experience than there was before when Bill Zito brings in Brad Marchand. He brings in Seth Jones. But with Marchand, I mean, what he does to that dressing room. The Panthers already have in that dressing room what Marchand has in him. It just adds another layer to it. It makes it thicker. It becomes addictive for the entire room. When you got a dressing room full of so many guys with experience and cup experience, it becomes such a big problem for the other side. And the other side now would be the Carolina Hurricanes. I said this on social media yesterday on my Twitter feed, and I brought it up for a minute on yesterday's show. There's a million reasons to give Bill Zito credit for what the Florida Panthers are doing. Bill Zito brought championship hockey to South Florida. He gave us all a parade. We haven't seen a parade around here in a long time. I know it was during a lightning storm, but it was still a parade. And I hope we get another parade. I don't know if it'll be down A1A again, but another parade, I would love to see it. Hopefully better weather. Bill Zito built a championship team. And he didn't just say, okay, we got a championship. We have a good team. We're just going to run it back. He didn't do that. Bill Zito has tried to make this team better. He's tried to make it deeper. And as I was just saying in the previous segment, you haven't seen a Panthers star go off in the playoffs yet. I think it'll happen here in the Eastern Conference Final. But it just goes to show you, without a star going off, they got past Tampa and they got past Toronto in their building in Game 7. Because this team is deep. When you're playing a team sport, you just got some guys on the roster who they're pretty good. They don't get a lot of playing time, like the fourth line. They get the least amount of time. They're not paid as much, but they're still really good hockey players. And look, last year they had some of those. They got their ring. Because they're not making a lot of money, they could sign a new deal. Their deal is up, and now they go somewhere else. And then you got to find guys just like them. And Bill Zito did that. And then he made deals right before the deadline. So he took a team that had just won a Stanley Cup, and he made them even better. Brad Marchand, that deal right there, my gosh. He probably saved that last series in Game 3, scoring that overtime winner. There's no run it back in Bill Zito. Pat Riley, yeah, we've seen run it back. Bill Zito, absolutely not. We're going to run back my poker tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood next month, the monthly Slater Scoops poker tournament. I'll give you more details as it draws closer, but there will be a minimum of $50,000 up for grabs. You don't have to wait until next month to play in a poker tournament, though. They got big ones going on right now. The Deep Stack Series in the poker room at the Hard Rock. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com for all the event information. And then I hope to see you very soon, hopefully taking your chips. At least that's what I want to happen. In the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Marlins, they played last night. They had a nice walk-off win at Lone Depot Park. A lot of excitement in the building, even though there were a lot of Cubs fans there. I do want to bring up the Marlins, and I want to talk Florida Panthers hockey as well with Craig Minervini. He's going to join me for an extended convo next. Here on this Tuesday, Craig Minervini from, what is it now? FanDuel Sports? Seems like the name changes.
FanDuel Sports Network.
FanDuel Sports Network. Because I guess the other thing would be the sports book, and they don't have that here. I don't know, but I do know your name is Craig Minervini. That hasn't changed, correct?
That has not changed. Thank you, Mr. Andy Slater.
You know, I'm glad you're Craig Minervini right now and not Barry Jackson. I know you're a big media guy, but, you know, the Marlins with an exciting win yesterday. We know this is a hockey town right now with the Panthers. But Barry goes on Twitter and he's like, well, this Marlins team, they're not good. They're not exciting. And, I mean, why do we need any of that right now, especially after last night?
Yeah, I mean, one thing the Marlins have been this year is exciting. They're actually they're much more compelling than last year. They've had six walk-off wins. We're not even through May yet. I'm not saying they're a playoff team, Andy. I'm not saying, you know, get the parade ready. They're not there yet by any means. But with the young talent, and they've handled that injury to Conine was tough on them. But they've been more exciting. They're playing a crisper brand. Their defense is way up. They're basically top six now in the National League in defense. They were near last year. They were near last in doubles last year. They're middle of the pack this year. They're slugging a little more. They're not a powerful home run hitting team by any means, but they've been fun to watch.
You understand right now, though, Craig, obviously the talk of the town is the Florida Panthers. The Marlins aren't going to get all the talk. I mean, I'm talking to you about them for a few minutes before I pivot to hockey, but when somebody looks at this team right now, in your view, should they say, nah, the Marlins, they're no good, or, hey, you know, maybe they're creating a little bit of excitement and they're better than people thought they would be?
I think that's got to be the take right now, is they're better than last year so far. They still don't have Yuri Perez. Their pitching has not been good, quite frankly, but better lately, way better. And then with Weathers pitching tonight, he had a good first start. Sandy hasn't been Sandy. I think you're banking more on the pitching to be better. The surprising thing to me is the pitching has been worse than I thought it'd be, even with the injuries, and the hitting has been better. So to me, the good side is you got Yuri Perez coming. Weathers will start number two. Sandy's got to be better. And 4 and 5 guys, okay. If you mix in this offense with better pitching, I think you're going to have better results. I think they've been fun to watch. I'm not just saying that because I'm involved in the broadcast. I watched them last year, and they weren't as fun last year. The offense was boring on some nights, too many nights. And this year, they give you a chance. You feel like you always have a shot, even last night in the ninth inning with two outs and nobody on.
You said Sandy is not Sandy. He hasn't been. Has he been more like Andy? Like me?
He's more like Slater in the local Hialeah Little League.
Why you gotta put me in Hialeah, though? I mean, out of all places, it couldn't be Kendall. It couldn't be, like, Pembroke Pines. It's got to be Hialeah.
Hey, listen, Hialeah's got some excellent baseball. A lot of guys come out of there. So I was elevating you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I know there's at least one guy on the Yankees, I believe backup catcher. From Hialeah. Nestor Cortez, I mean, he's a Hialeah guy, but not so good this year. So I don't know. I don't know about
not this year. But so for Sandy, Andy, his stuff was real good last game. He's been bitten now lately by this one bad pitch, or, you know, just can't get out of an inning or gets into trouble. And in the past, he's been able to get out of it and hasn't. The encouraging thing last start was, you know, he was throwing 99-100, and he's starting to dot the corners a little more. You can't throw. You know, there's one thing about throwing strikes, and there's one thing about commanding the zone. And if you throw it over the middle, they'll hit you in the major leagues. So you got to dot the corners. He started to do that the other night.
Okay, so I know you're doing the Marlins games, but you're a Panthers guy, and you've done Panther broadcasts forever. I know you did a couple this year. You've done it for many years. You're a big hockey guy following the team. I could go on for 10 minutes with your hockey accolades, including refereeing. Craig Minervini.
To this day.
Yes,
that's right.
You still do it. I hear about the bad calls on social media all of the time. But you look at this series, the Panthers and the Hurricanes, which starts tonight. Is this series to you, I know it's the Eastern Conference Final, but is it as scary as maybe the first two for them, or how do you feel?
You know, definitely. I think Carolina is one of these teams that has been building, and they were humbled by the Panthers last year and in recent years, and they got a great coach in Rob Brind'Amour. Frederick's playing well too there for them in the net. I do think that this is a scary series.
Really?
You know, every time I wait for the foot to drop though on the Panthers, and like for example, Game 6, I thought they'd win Game 6, no problem. They lose Game 6, and then just when you think they're done, then you think, nah, they're gonna go into Toronto Game 7. I didn't think they're gonna blow them out of the building. They're going to win the game because they do find a way. They're amazing. It really is an incredible group of players that have connected. Maybe not the best players in the world. You don't have to be the best. They've got some of them, but they play as a team. And Marshawn has come in, and he's fit in like he's been here forever. So, look, the Panthers are the favorite, even though they're the road team. But I don't think it's going to be easy. I really don't.
Well, you look at 2 years ago. They faced Carolina to go to the Stanley Cup final, and they wound up sweeping them. You look at who they faced in the first round, Tampa, and then Toronto. I know this is the Eastern Conference final, Craig, but do you feel that this really is the best team that they're going to face so far or no?
I misspoke. It was 2 years ago, right? They met Carolina, ago. Those mm-hmm. games. Yeah. Remember, though, those games were close. Weren't they all one-goal games? There were, you know, some overtimes, I think, mixed in there. Rob Brind'Amour even said, you know, afterward, he said that it doesn't feel like we lost the series. It was tighter than maybe the 4-0.
But wait a minute. Indicated. I got to stop you there, because if you're trying to get a girl and you were close four times, but you never got one, I mean, hey, he's close. He almost picked her up at the bar, but, you know, four times he was close. You got to close.
Hey, look, you got to get up to the plate, though. at least they were at the plate. They weren't in the stands, you know, screaming at somebody. You missed the tag. I do. I don't think anything's easy for this Panther team. I really don't. They're a grinding out kind of team, and nothing comes necessarily easy to them. They have to work their tails off, but they manage to do it each and every night, and they only get better. And I think they might be a better version. I'm not sure about the defense compared to last year. Is it better than last year? I don't know. They certainly know how to pin down a game. When they have the lead, forget about it late. But they did lose some guys last year. They replaced them. Jones looks great. This year he's playing good hockey, which is nice to see when they picked him up. I don't think it's going to be easy, Andy. I don't see this as a sweep. I think it's going a good six games, if not seven. And I don't think it's going to be easy, and I wouldn't bet my life the Panthers will win, but I certainly like them.
Isn't that like the go-to? You know, what do you think about this? Nobody says 4 or 5. Like, everybody says, oh, 6 or 7. What gets you to that conclusion?
Well, first of all, it's the Eastern Conference Final, Andy. These teams have battled all year, and Carolina is not a newcomer. They're not a newbie to the party. They've been around. They've been building this thing for a while over there. They have won a cup in their past, but that was a long time ago. I just like the way they play. I always thought going into Raleigh, the Panthers for years could never win there. And they finally turned the tide a couple of years ago. They're hard checking. I just think it's going to be a tough series. Look, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Panthers sweep them in 4. But the Panthers are not, they're not the Edmonton Oilers that they are going to run up and down the ice on you with incredible, dazzling speed like McDavid and Draisaitl. Not many are. And they're going to blow you out of the building night to night. They are as opportunistic as any team I've seen in a long time. I mean, you make a mistake, they do make you pay.
Were you one of the guys, Craig, I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but prior to the Stanley Cup playoffs beginning, a lot of people felt that the winner of the Panthers-Lightning series was going to at least go to the Stanley Cup, if not win it. Did you have that mindset?
No, I don't think so, because I think there's a lot more parity this year in the league. You don't see the 120 plus point teams this year. I really thought almost anybody could win it. I think the NHL is like that a lot of times, where you can look at 4 to 6 teams that legitimately have a chance. I didn't look at the odds, Andy. You're better at that than I am, but I'm thinking
way
there
better.
Wasn't a tremendous gap.
Way better.
Way better. Yeah. That's your business. And I like to look at it for fun. But I don't know if it was, Andy, but maybe you can tell me. I would think the top 4 to 6 teams weren't separated by too much.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think it was about 5 or 6 teams that weren't. The Panthers were favored.
Yeah. Right.
They were a pretty healthy favorite over everyone else, but 2 through 6, it was definitely clumped together.
Let me ask you this, Andy. Down 2-0 to Toronto, if I'm not mistaken, those odds change on a game-by-game basis. I bet you they weren't the favorite. They probably were fifth favorite or what have you. Because it's the reason why those of us who love the sport of hockey love hockey. Because you can't just throw out names on the jersey, your history. It's all about 60 minutes like no other sport. It just is. In the NBA, it's very hard to outgrind the other team. You can't get in on the forecheck as much, you know, the power play and so on. You have to work for 60 minutes up and down the ice in hockey, and even then it might not be enough. So, I wouldn't say that.
Craig Minervini with us here on the Andy Slater Show. Craig, I was saying it earlier. I'm sure you were tuned in, so you heard it. But just in case you weren't and had like a phone call or something, I'll repeat it. I was saying how this team, this Panthers team, might even be more dangerous than we've seen because we haven't seen one of their stars just take over. You alluded to it earlier. You know, they're playing as such a they're playing as a team, you know, everybody coming together.
Yeah.
Do you think if Barkov, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Bennett, somebody takes over, that will actually, you know, make this team even better than they are now? Or you just like the way they're playing?
No, I agree. I mean, you could have some guys rise all the time to the occasion and all of a sudden somebody goes crazy. You know, sometimes it's from a least likely source. You know, your third line, which is way better this year, could be the difference maker. Boy, they were the other night. The lower lines scored a bunch of Gadjevich coming in and scoring a big goal. So I do think so. But basically, look, if Reinhardt goes crazy in the power play, and they did a better job defensively on him this year. He didn't have as many goals this year, but he still had a big year. Tkachuk's been a little bit quiet. But that's okay. He does the other things in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, you know, he might come out tonight and get 2 goals, 2 assists. I mean, the beauty about the Panthers is you never quite know who's going to beat you.
You're a referee. I mean, not at the NHL level. I don't even think anything close. More like I think you do arenas in Hialeah. Is that where you go?
Very funny.
Ice arenas in Hialeah? But
I'm well known around the men's leagues in South Florida and some of the travel games too, yes.
You saw Game 7 the other night in Toronto. There was only one call that I remember, and it was one that they had to call because it was clearly too many men on the ice. You think that's a game where – I mean, I know they're not supposed to do this, but it's like, let them play. And do you think it'll be like that moving forward?
Well, there was one big call that the two people I was watching with already said it's not going to be a goal. And I told them it will be a goal on that offside.
Right.
That was not even challenged. And the reason is because the player came out of this. I've had this call myself and people yell at me in the amateur is the player on the Panthers came out and touched up. And the other player, although the puck was in the zone, the other player wasn't touching the puck and wasn't in the zone. So it's almost like you touched up and then you chased the puck, even though he shot it in himself, basically put it in a few feet in front of him. This really goes over well on radio, by the way, describing why an offside wasn't offside.
You know what's funny, though? you know what's funny? It's that, like, to me, it is going over well because I was there and they were showing the replay on the monitors and the crowd – I'm thinking like, okay, Leafs fans, they're a veteran crowd. They were really unhappy that offsides was not called. So I'm looking at this, you know, I'm picturing it. I was there, but for somebody right now on I-95, they're like, what the heck is this guy talking about?
What is he talking about? I will say this. It looks like offsides, and I've had arguments with other players officiating amateur games on this exact play, but it's not offside because the player wasn't in the zone and wasn't touching the puck. So the player, you know, was Jones, I believe, in that case, coming down the left side. So, and the other guy came out. So even though the puck went in, it was sort of like a delayed offside. And then the guy touched up, and then you come in with the puck, basically, is what happened, although he didn't have it on his stick. Anyway, to your other question, the more meat of this question is, the officials call more than they usually do in the playoffs than they used to. So the other night, you're right, have the Panthers had a penalty in the last couple of games?
Well,
I don't think
I know
so.
I know 2 nights ago they didn't.
I'm not sure they have in the last 2. I was at the Vegas-Edmonton game, game 2, in Vegas. They called a five-minute major on Vegas in overtime, which you'd never see. And then they let a play go, a boarding call behind the net, right to the left of where I was sitting, right in front of Circa owner Derek Stevens, by the way, who was screaming at the referee because they didn't call it, which shocked me on Edmonton, and the Oilers end up winning the game. So it does go night to night, but they do, I would say this, Andy, they don't swallow the whistle like they used to.
One last thing, Craig. If I told you Florida will be playing Dallas in the Stanley Cup final, what would your response be?
Yes, I would buy that as the favorite. I think Pete DeBoer's team is playing great. It would be an amazing matchup because DeBoer and Maurice, as fans know, have gone back to their junior days. I think Maurice coached DeBoer. They were on the same team. One was the captain, one was the assistant. It'd be a great storyline. Dallas is playing great. You know, the one I do think the Panthers will win this series, by the way. The one question I have is, does Edmonton, which has won some tough games, they were down against the Kings, came back, they beat a good Vegas club, they learned from last year's losing. There's so many times a team loses. Take the Oilers back in the 80s when they lost to the New York Islanders in this drive for four, and then the drive for five, they beat them. The next year in the Stanley Cup final, you have to lose to win sometimes. Panthers did it a couple of years ago. You have to lose to win. That's the one, but is the Oiler team going to rise? That's a tough series. I do like Dallas, Florida.
I think, you know, just my opinion, not that you're here for it. People are here for your opinions this segment. But I would say, and I'd have to look this up odds-wise, Craig, that the Western Conference Final will go longer than the Eastern Conference Final.
All right.
I'll have to look that up. But
it's interesting. I hope you're right. Sounds like you're already, you know, planning your tickets and your schedule from Medellin, your flights.
It's a lot easier to get to Dallas than Edmonton. What a disaster.
I think you're just thinking about your first class. What kind of food are you going to have June 9th?
Yep,
when
short
you're flying
rib.
To Dallas?
Yep.
I know you.
You're
but
right.
I'm saying, hang on. It's not that easy.
Plus the toilets at DFW in the lounge, I mean, they're great. I mean, even when you're finished, you sit on them for another 10 minutes and they got warmers and like water comes out. And
I've had one of those Toro ones.
Is it
Toro?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
At the Aria, and I actually spent a whole weekend in there. It was unbelievable.
Did you have any guests?
You're right.
Did you have any?
No guests. No. I was just, sadly. I won a couple of dollars on the craps table, at least.
Craig, that's a great finish. See you later, my friend.
All right, buddy. See you.
Oh, what a finish to that. All right, that's all the time I got for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.